night, everybody. Geschüss. Reish HaKoilo. It's wonderful. Today is Ben Azmanim, according to all yeshivas. Some start earlier, some start later, but yeshiva closed yesterday morning, our yeshiva. So we declared Ben Azmanim in the city of Philadelphia, but knowing there's such a oilem sitting and learning, maybe we shouldn't have made Ben Azmanim yet. Should have maybe waited. But I guess the mothers are waiting for help. And I hope that Ben Azmanim is a time to help at home a little bit. It's not pleasant to say over. I asked the time. They say that Ben Azmanim is, they say that, say over from Friedrich. You have to learn 3 hours a day. So Reb Chaim, no, you have to learn all day. Reb Chaim did not accept it. But still we heard. So I told him to be mehanah the parents a little bit. Ben Azman, they're not home all the time. No, just a teretz, he said. It's a teretz. Only for a teretz. It's good for a teretz. But Ben Azman and Messias. So, Halavai, we should learn 3 hours a day. It's wonderful. It's kvias. Kvias Azman is so important. That you say you learn when you have time. That's, you never have time. But if you have a kvias, Azman Kavua, which is beautiful, that's dedicated to learning the first 3 hours in the morning. That's gewaldig. Couldn't be nicer than that. It's like a simen brocha. It's a simen that's called only Ben Azmanim. But say something, we learned the whole year. Then the Ben Azmanim. It's a remarkable time, Ben Azmanim. Ben Azmanim is a time to go out and you dab with Balabatim together. So it's a certain responsibility because you represent Aben Teira. Olders are learning, usually learn over the Zman. So we represent being a Ben Teira. So you have to realize that you have a great responsibility. Because if you see Ben Azmanim and you come late to Daven, then it's very bad. They say, the Yeshiva man comes late to Daven. I tell the Bochim that if you come to Daven after the Zman Tefillah, you better Daven at home. Not in public. You should hide yourself. You should hide yourself. It's something that Pesel Pesach is a time that we have to go back to. Pesach is a time that Kalso became a nation. They were Abdei Paroi. They became Abdei Hashem. And Maral says in the place that they became avodim to Paroi, they should learn what an eved means. An eved means you embattle yourself completely, your other. You completely tolo in your other. And we became from avde Paroi. We learned what avod means. Became avod Hashem. Iloyetzion Mitzrayim. Since it wouldn't be a Yisim Mitzrayim, we still be avodim. We wouldn't have the understanding what an eved means. So if you don't understand what an eved is, so even if you eved Hashem, you don't know what it means eved. So Rabban Shalom taught us, according to Maral, Rabban Shalom taught us, become avdei Paroi, and now you know what avodim is. Avodim, eved means you lost your own being. You have it, Hashem. You have it to somebody else. Your own personality is lost, and we give over our personality to Avdei Hashem. Means that we change our completely understanding that you're not meshubet to something else. You're meshubet only to the Boreh Olam. Only the Boreh Olam is a Shabbat person. And if you're a meshubata person, then it's a different avodus. It's a different, it's the understanding. We were avodim, and now we became self, ourselves. We became ourselves, balabatim ourselves. Avdei Hashem. And Avdei Hashem is the Rabbeinu Shlom gives you the right that you are Eved Hashem, could be greater than Eved Hashem. That's the greatest madrega that a person could reach. So we have to understand that Pesach is a time. That's what Pesach is. Pesach is where we became Aam. Of course, the Aam, but the Aam of Torah. So the Rabbeinu Shlom gave us after was a Shavuos, Kabbalah Satorah, and Kabbalah Satorah was Mashlimas. As the Ramban says, Sof Bereshis. And on that, some promotion David has Cholof HaShmois. Bereshis is called Sefer Yetzira. The Rabbeinu Shlom created the world, and all the Ovis, what they did was preparing for the children. They'll be mamshich, and that's therefore Sefer Shmoyz begins again with this Yibnei Yisroel, because Chazor Ovad is a hemshech. What is the hemshech? He says that's Sefer Yetzirah, that's the Sefer Shmoyz tells you how we became a nation, how we became Lamaise. So the Ramban is troubled. Kabbalah Satorah we need. Without Kabbalah Satorah we're not a nation yet. But why? The Torah has seven parshas. They're speaking about being a Beis Hamikdash. So the Ramban says that without having a Beis Hamikdash, we are not kohenim yet. Beis Hamikdash teaches a person could become an Eved Hashem, that he be Eved Hashem. It says that the closest mokem, the Ashoras Hashchina, so we come to the Madrege of the Ober, it says, we reach only when we have a Beis Hamikdash. Before we have a Beis Hamikdash, we did not reach that Madrege yet. It's remarkable what he says. And he says, therefore, the Torah has to finish up with me and Beis Hamikdash. Listen to Hemshach. Why do you need this halachas? But that's the Sefer Shmoyz. That's the and afterwards. Today we're holding already Sefer from Birkas Kohanim. Here the halachas from Kohanim. It's a solo Sefer. That's what in Sefer VaYikra is Chazal over Kamat Kol HaTorah Kula. It's Parshas Bereishis and Vayetzi Dika Parshas. It's a Sachag. Says that this all preparation for us, and today we should be able to feel our madrega that we reached after Yetzias Mitzrayim. A person cannot be kohen only when that's Ramban stresses that only when we have such a mitzvus, the Salei Olayim, the Shechina Alei Olayim. It's a shaila. It's a hemshach from. Punegel. Perhaps it's not a Hemshel Punegel. But Terev is a different Terev. It says, Rabbeinu Shlom, give us a Terev. If you would not have the Chet HaEgel, then Kalasa would have Terev. It says that we remember Terev forever. The memory would have been a different memory. No Terev with that. So it says we are not Zecher that. So we can be Koine Terev only with Yegia. With Yegir Rabba, we have to toil and work hard to be Zecher to Keter. Otherwise, everything would have been clear. Learn through Torah and you remember it for life. It would be such a blessing, but we were not Zecher to that. It's the Migdash itself. It's a Shaila, Yerushainim, whether we be Zecher with the Migdash Sabi. Some Yerushainim say that. Zecher need a Beis Hamikdash only because of the Chet HaEgel. Otherwise, we wouldn't need that. The Sepuna holds like that a person would be able to bring a korban wherever he is. He can dedicate a korban to Rabbeinu Shlom You mean in the middle of the street, you decide today to bring a korban. You can bring a korban. You would need a Beis HaMikdash. That's what Sipuna holds. Afterwards, already a Mokum Kavua, it's not a free-for-all. But otherwise, the Sipuna was rice that we would be Zeche. We would be Tat, a Chet HaEgel. We would be in a massive that we can always get close to the Rabbeinu Shalom, wherever we are. So, but Pesach has to bring us closer to the Rabbeinu Shalom. And Bechasa Ova, what the Rabbeinu Shalom did for us. The Tevis the Rabbeinu Shalom did for Kol Yisrael. It's Yonim and Mitzrayim. Where our body may became Havdei Hashem. In other words, he put us in a different Madrega. The Rabbeinu Shalom only through Yetzias Mitzrayim. So that's what we have to think about when we go to the Seder. So everything is already brought him in Nisibov. That's the Yesod. The Yesod is before we are Avdei Paroi and became Avdei Hashem. Yetzias Mitzrayim. So Yetzias Mitzrayim put in a different Madrega. We are Avdei Hashem. It's Avdei Melochim. As it says in Chazal, that when a person becomes Bar Mitzvah, he becomes Ben Lichlal Yisroel. He's counted for a minyan. He's already a Ben Lichlal Yisroel. But he becomes Ben Chof, it says, you could be called a Ben Lakadosh Baruch Hu. Ben Lakadosh Baruch Hu, it's a different yichas. So you're not, say, Ben Lakadosh Baruch Hu, it's a Madrege in Aliyah. And therefore, Ben Chof is Mechuyev in Mitzvahs, with other Chiyuvim, he has more Chiyuvim. The Baron Shem, he has a Baron Shem, from Isurim, can also be Yigimu, all this. But Ben Chof is Ananda, a different Madrege, is Ben Lakadosh Baruch Hu. So he said, this is another Madrege, that Kol Yisrael is Zeche, to such a Madrege, that we come Bonim Lakadosh Baruch Hu, Bonim Atam L'Shem Alekecha. So that's what we have to take with us from Pesach and Yetzir Hashem. If we came Bonim L'Shem, that's what Rabbeinu Shalom gives us that title. Bonim Hashem is Avodim Hashem. Avodim perhaps is not Yosef. However, the Gemara says that he can come always to, whenever he's around, he's always there. He says, So that's what we have to realize. That Pesach brings us so close to Rabbeinu Shalom that we are called Avdei Hashem. If you remember, we're Avdei Hashem, then nothing should be too hard for us. We have to learn every day. Father, mother, a little bit nachas, bin asmanim, I'm away from home. And so that's a zman that you have to give the parents nachas. So it's good to learn at home also. They don't know exactly when you run away and go to the kollel. They don't know what you do there. So you should see and learn at home also. A little bit, not too much, but something. Feel that you're mosul b'tera yashamayim. The yesod is, as a b'tera has to bring kvod shamayim. That's the yesod. Kvod shamayim l'kadosh baruch hu. And that is in your hands. And we mekabel to learn, it's the greatest kvod shamayim it could be. But show it to your parents also. Your parents should see it too. You have a lot of nachas in your life. So, who's there? Questions? You're waiting for a question.
I'm asking to take questions of Binyanei Leila Seidim and Binyanei Pesach, for those that have.
Shavur brings Rashi by Shafine Beis to by Haseba, that the Lashon Rashi has to put Karim Tachas Reishi. The Gemara says that to lean on Birkei Chavera is also
yeah, good. Good.
So do you have to have, is that a...
It says Aderech Malachim. We used to have cushions there. So it says Aderech Malachim.
You're not Yotzei Seiba without leaning your head. Is it enough just to lean on your side, or you actually have to have something in your head?
Well, usually it's hard to eat when you're just in the air. So you usually have to lean on something. In other words, you have to set yourself. Then you're ready to eat. Otherwise, very heat.
Sometimes you lean your head all the way back.
Yeah, it's hard to eat again. What?
Makes it even harder to eat if you lean on a, like you on a.
Well, if you go back, but if you don't go back, then it's not so difficult.
So you ate it without a pillow on your head.
Yes, we ate it without a cushion. That's it. You want to make yourself more comfortable, so you have a cushion. Otherwise, you can lean otherwise. He's willing to lend his shoulder. His right shoulder is willing to live.
Next time. Person, Mark says that if Atsumi, on Berkei Atsumi also would be good if not for the fact that it doesn't look right.
I don't know if you can reach Berkei Atsumi. Can you reach Berkei Atsumi? Very difficult. You have to.
What? Person's having a sinner by a chassid
who's
not
makbid
on
chatzais. Yeah.
Should he wait or should he be
makbid
anyway?
You should tell he's a chayor there, so he's not a balabas. But he could say that he likes to be naig to before chatzais. Machlekes and Roshenim. If he can be kind before chatzais, there's no shail about that. The Seder itself, you mean? If you do it, you know you can be Bisrova, you know, like Balabas. You have to have Kabbalah or Shemitzvah? I don't think so. Kabbalah and Noik, Noik Bisrova, Abachoyre. You should feel it's Abachoyre.
Pesach is a big man for Messiah.
Yeah, man.
Obviously, the one we got to Lavincha. What if someone's parents are. Not noig, let's say, like maybe not even kaloch, or certainly not lechumra, and a bacher finds that he learned the halacha, he learned the schumra. Is he allowed to do different than his parents do?
He has permission from his father. He needs permission though, because otherwise it's not a derech eretz. He cannot do it. So, like he's put up a sabah. Without permission, he has no right to make a sabah. So it says put reshus. If he has reshus, his father. His father doesn't give him reshus to be noyeg by him. That's like a shayla. I don't know what he would do. He would try to run away. but he has to be with his parents.
To be mekayim v'gaz lovincha in a situation where the father himself has his father at the Seder as well. Is it better that the grandfather speaks to his children, if let's say there's some single and some, and the younger father speak to his children, or
it depends if the grandfather is nit makpid. If the grandfather is makpid and belongs to the grandfather.
The bincha,
like batera, ben is also machuif. The Seder is machuif for ben aben. Specifically, the Torah.
I'm Yitzhak, the God of Lavincha. If I bring my kids to the Seder and my father's there, and he, my Yitzhak, my Chiv that way, I mean, how am I?
The God of Lavincha. No. But you also say about him, you say, but say, the question was asked not only to your grandfather, the question was asked to everybody. Manishtana, that's for everybody. It seems that way.
Is there any gadat al-vencha on children under the age of chinuch?
No.
Only the age of chinuch.
Yechuv dem lechinuch, not lechinuch.
It's a mitzvah chinuch?
It's included in mitzvah chinuch. You don't wake up your baby to drink wine.
I'm saying baby, it's about a 3-year-old.
What?
A 3 or 4-year-old, not the age.
The 3-year-olds tell them a little bit.
That's part of the mitzvah chinuch, or
we got the lincha? Maybe it can be a lincha also. I'm not sure.
The mitzvah essay, we got the lincha, also applies to a bas?
Pincha doesn't mean a ben. Bich means your child.
Someone likes the white wine instead of red wine. Should take the white wine instead?
Definitely.
And if he adds a little grape
color,
to add
it's okay.
Color.
Yeah, why not? And you have a lot to mix, yeah. You have a lot to mix wines. There's no use of sphere. And sphere by.
Even though it's for the purpose of sphere?
What?
Even though it's for the purpose of Tzvia.
Yeah, but it doesn't have a Shem Tzvia. And Tzvia Boichne means it doesn't have a Shem Tzvia Boichne. Just it should taste better. See, it looks better. It looks better, you think it's better. But it's really not better. It's the same thing. But you don't remember. Remember the Dam. So you make it. It's only to remember. It's not a...
Young Bachram have wine instead of grape juice, like 13, even maybe 12 years old, 14.
Where did he get the taste of wine? Where did he develop that?
Is it better to do wine? Or allowed to stick with grape juice?
Grape juice has a certain amount of alcohol also. So I usually take the first glass I drink of wine, but then I drink grape juice. Grape juice that's not cooked. Grape juice that's uncooked. Grape juice. So it has some wine has it ready from the first place. Because they don't go till the very bottom. So
uncooked because for the mile of Napa Bushel.
Yeah.
Even grape juice. Some bottles that say Napa Bushel, but apparently they're still pasteurized.
That's right.
The larger bottles of certain company that say not mufushel, are they la'loch considered not mufushel?
That's what it is? That's what it means?
That's what I heard. I don't know.
It's good to know. What?
Yeah,
it's good to know. What?
That exists, yeah.
Pasteurized means cooked. That's it.
Well, flash pasteurized. They do it very quickly. Goes through the pipe and very, very quickly they heat up for just to get the germs out.
You have to speak to... to one of the wine companies. You see how they advertise wine. It says wine and meat. That's coming to it's business. That's business.
Is it hard to know or if you time you got a little bit or just not you look at the singles of every year?
If you Mikhaim?
We got a little bit
louder, louder.
Is it enough to just to say over the muscle for that God or to follow after Mikhailish? Or something like that. Well, you should tell as much as he can,
as much as he understands. The child understands. He'd be a Yosef, he'd have to look at him.
It seems much like nowadays, they learn a lot in yeshiva. Sometimes the kids learn more than the parents do. In yeshiva, they learn a lot from yeshiva.
So they teach the parents. So you got to learn Avicha, that's your shayla. But understand, Yetzias Mitzrayim, a father understands better than the child. Even the child knows more about it. Because the child does not understand it, what it means, I have it. But a father does understand. Because he understands what slavery means. So the child doesn't know exactly what it means, slavery. I have it. But
How should we be
Margish Evan?
Was
today's
was a long time ago.
That's what the Svaldim have, all the Yominik. They put it on, they're supposed to go around the table.
So that makes you feel like Evan?
But it feels that you're free now, you're running away. So it feels something.
He's not helping enough at home.
What?
He's not helping enough at home.
He doesn't.
Are you
Yetzer Abakaisus
if it's not
Mavushal? If it is Mavushal. Yetzer Mitzvah, for sure. If it is Mavushal, you mean? It's the main Yetzer Mitzvah. It's Hashem Yayin. It's a Maile, not Mavushal.
How much should a person let the children who have these Pshatim say over?
Well, If the father learns from the children, it's gewaltige Sache. But the father understands better. Even when the child says over, the father understands it better than the child. And Mele he says the father is teaching him. Because the father, then he adds a word to what his child says, then it's a different. It's a
begat
lo vincha. If you do that, it's wonderful. You tell the cider again afterwards. It's a sanese. You can do that. Yeah, he says you're allowed to do it l'chatchila. I'm not arguing it.
If after everybody else goes to sleep, after the Seder, and a person is nine and he sees Mitzrayim, is he going to say, like, Sipur sees Mitzrayim by himself?
Well, it's surely Mechaim Mitzvah when it says that you should be mamshach as much as he can. It means pray yourself also, not only to somebody else. It's surely Yetzir. But it's very hard after four choices. And Hashem we eat also. And besides, he has Eisim from Matzah. One more. This is Kananoa Suda. Have a good Yontif.
The milik for Hashem is to mean because it's if a person doesn't have an attitude, it's very difficult to lean mid air. So the milik for Hashem, Hashem, God is the
milik.
That's